With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Many of us are spending more time with our pets during the COVID-19 pandemic, probably dogs or cats for the most part, but not always. Writer Bonnie Jo Campbell put that video on Facebook in the early days of the shutdown. The noise comes from the two donkeys who live at Campbell's mom's home in Comstock.
I know it's good to exercise during the stay-at-home time, so every day I walk over there and visit with them.
Campbell told us about the donkeys as part of our series on your sounds of the pandemic.
These are two males. It's a father and son. The father is named Jack, and the son is named Don Quixote.
Jack is 20, and Don Quixote is 18.
The mother of the son, Don Quixote, she gave birth at age 40, so they live a long time.
Campbell says she was going to teach them to pull a cart, but she never got around to it. Now she goes over to feed them dinner.
You know, it's an area where there are not any other animals. And so there's a lot of people in the neighborhood who are just very confused about what that noise is when they hear it coming through the trees. And the noise really carries.
Campbell says some donkeys love everybody, but Jack and Don Quixote are particular. They hold a grudge against Campbell's brother.
He just had to one time get them home when they had run off, and they just don't like him anymore. So he has to suffer under their glare when he feeds them.
Campbell says donkeys are smart.
I think they're smarter than horses. As an example, once Jack got his foot through the, you know, woven wire fences that you put around pastures. He got his foot through it. It was older fence, and it was not straight, and he somehow got his foot through it. And he patiently waited for hours for me to come and get his foot free. And I think most horse owners, you know, live in dread of something like that happening because the animal will panic and kick and hurt himself or herself.
They're more stubborn than horses. They definitely have a mind of their own.
That's Bonnie's mom, Susanna Campbell. As you might recall, Jack and Don Quixote live at her place. Campbell says she got her first donkey in 1969.
I was doing horse trading, and I kind of switched around, and for a while I had 10 donkeys. And since then, I've just always had at least 2 donkeys.
Right now, that's Jack and Don Quixote, or Odie for short.
I think it was her husband, Chris.
That is Bonnie Jo's husband.
And my life partner, who's gone now, had both come up with the idea that if you said Don Quixote, it sounded like Don Quixote.
Don Quixote.
So they started calling him Odie.
There's humor in Jack's name, too.
Males are called Jacks. And females are called Jenny.
Susanna Campbell agrees that donkeys are smart, and that can cause trouble. She says one time,
I had left my farm tractor out in the field, and one of the donkeys had reached in and pulled the key out of the ignition and lost it. Yeah, that was kind of a surprise. So we learned, don't leave any kind of farm implements in there, because who knows what they'll do?
I'm going as fast as I can, guys. These fancy nutrients are slowing me down.
For Susanna Campbell's daughter, Bonnie Jo Campbell, bringing Jack and Don Quixote their dinner is a social occasion now. Like many of us, Campbell's had limited contact with people recently.
Hanging out with the donkeys has taken the place of hanging out with my friends.
And that might continue for a while, though many things have reopened. Campbell says she's still being careful about where she goes. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.